Welcome to Commercializing Living Therapies with CCRM. In this podcast, we'll be engaging with cell and gene therapy industry experts and influencers and sharing insider insights, information, and trends. CCRM is a leader in developing and commercializing regenerative medicine-based technologies and cell and gene therapies. I'm your host, Krista Lamb, and on today's episode, we'll be discussing the importance of mentorship in the cell and gene community. Our guests today are Dolores Baksh, CEO of TAV Biomanufacturing, and Susan Nichols, Chief Business Officer at Virocell Biologics. Welcome to the show, both of you. It is so wonderful to have you here to talk about this topic. I know it's going to be a popular one with our guests, so thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Krista. Lovely to be here.
Thank you, Krista. We appreciate the invitation.
Wonderful. So first, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves and the organization? So Dolores, did you want to start and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all our listeners. I'm Dolores Baksh, currently the CEO of TAV Biomanufacturing Solutions, located here in San Sebastian, Spain, a lovely location to work out of, currently actually situated also in Boston, Massachusetts. Here at TAV, we are offering services around the manufacture of synthetic DNA technology that's used in the production of AAV for gene therapy applications. It's just been an absolute pleasure to join this team. It's been 8 weeks and counting now. By way of coming to TAV, I was at Akron Biomanufacturing, located in Sarasota, Florida, where we launched actually a plasmid manufacturing GMP facility there in the United States. Prior to that, I was at Cytiva, a GE healthcare company that was acquired by Danaher, and held numbers of different roles there while I was there working in the cell and gene therapy business units. I was been in this field for the last 15, 20 years now, totally committed, invested, just wonderful to see this industry take its shape and form as it is today. So that's me in a nutshell. I'll pass it over to Susan.
Perfect. Thank you. My name is Susan Nichols. I'm Chief Business Officer at Virocell, located in London proper in the UK, very close to all the academic centers. And I joined approximately 4 months ago, and I was very excited to find a team that has the expertise and passion around creating really high quality at a reasonable cost viral vectors, beginning with Lenti and Gamma Retro and moving into AAV. So we do design, development, optimization, small batches into and through GMP batches. Prior to Virocell, I was CEO of Falcon Therapeutics for 3.5 years, which was a genetically modified cell therapy for ovarian cancer and glioblastoma. And like Dolores, I've been in the field, gosh, about 13 years when we all knew each other by name at all the conferences. And it's just exceptional to see the industry take off the way it has. And I've mainly been on the service and manufacturing side prior to taking a CEO role. My early career was spent in clinical diagnostics, in sales, marketing, business development related activities for the Roche, Abbott's, and Thermo Fisher's of the world. So that is me in a nutshell.
Amazing. So we definitely have a wealth of incredible knowledge for us today, and especially really relevant to this conversation, which is about mentorship. And I'm very excited to have this conversation because I think it is so important that we work to cultivate this next generation of cell and gene therapy leaders. Dolores, did you want to start?
Yeah, so I think having Susan and I here on the call is actually a very unique and timely partnership. As Susan mentioned, we've known each other in this space in its early days, and in fact, really gravitated towards one another in many ways around this topic around mentorship and leadership and what it's going to take to get us from here to there, et cetera. And it's a very important aspect in terms of our career development, in terms of our success as an industry as well. This is an industry that, as we've all sort of branded and touted as a nascent industry, cell and gene therapy, we're in fact writing our blueprint, you know, over the course of the last decades or so around innovation to commercialization. And with this landscaping of this blueprint, we also have realized the importance of growing a new workforce and developing new and unique skill sets along the way. And so as we grow as an industry, we also grow in our career. And I think that the mentorship component of all this is very important as well. And to see ourselves sort of be flexible and agile with the aspects related to integrating these new skill sets and these new capabilities. And we can talk a little bit more about some unique examples that we faced in our own professional careers as well. But, you know, that's my first take on the relevance and importance of mentorship in our space.
And Susan, we know that the regenerative medicine industry is complex and it continues to evolve and mature. And as Dolores was saying, there is so much that we can be doing to mentor the next generation in our industry. I'd love to hear what else you have to say and what you'd like to add to that.
I think different people come in at different stages of their career and growth. I find that programs like Women in Bio, Women in Bio Board Ready, HBA, and some of the other groups really have done a good job at providing that what I call the level one mentorship, because a lot of our companies are very young and they just don't have that infrastructure available where they can match employees to mentors. So oftentimes what I suggest to people is find your own board of directors. Find a group of four or five individuals who are at that next phase and stage in career growth that you would like to be. Because I get calls, I get texts and notes on LinkedIn, and I feel honored to be able to offer someone a connection or any piece of learning that I have gleaned over the years. With the Alliance for Regenerative Medicine, we started an executive women's program, primarily because we've gotten to a stage where I feel like we're doing a good job. And Facilitate's got a program too for mentorship, and all these other programs are fabulous resources. And this was kind of the brainchild of Dolores and I sitting together, was that 2 years ago at a Mesa meeting? And we were sitting at a table, and within 20 minutes of Dolores and I sitting having a conversation, we had at least six other women join us. And it felt like that time for the industry, for ARM to create that peer-to-peer executive mentorship. And Dolores, you can speak to your experience on it, but to me, I've met fabulous women. We've created a really good space where we can exchange ideas. We celebrate each other's successes. We provide resources when anyone has a question. One-on-one, I know I've reached out to a few different people about some questions that were more of the personal business questions. So I find that to be great in that you kind of find your group and the people that you feel supported with. And then I also feel that we're obligated to pay that forward, because there's a lot of opportunity in the industry. We haven't even started to scratch the surface. So anything we can do to help mentor and provide guidance and resources.
And I think that you hit on something really strongly there. And Dolores, I would love to hear a little bit more about what you think on that.
Yeah, I want to add to what Susan was saying around, you know, all stages of career development as well. And over the last, you know, 10-something years, we've been able to see and interact with women who are looking at mentorship at different parts of their career, et cetera. And I think the interaction that we've been able to foster in these relationships has been a validation and authentication of the need to somewhat be bespoke and customized, like to Susan's point, you know, talking through some of the specifics that women are interested in getting more experience around, you know, A, B, and C versus X, Y, and Z, et cetera. And I think it's really helped us really understand in our space how we can be, how we can continue to be successful. As I mentioned, you know, this is our opportunity. I like what Susan was saying too, you know, paying it forward and paving the way to this blueprint of how we can continue to evolve in our careers as well. And I've had the pleasure of also meeting many women across my experience as a people's leaders, also just outside and just at conferences and colleagues and so on and so forth. And just having that genuine conversation that I think that here as women, we can have and we do have, and we really talk through a lot of the specifics related to, I really need help here around negotiating. You know, negotiation is such a big thing for us, you know, negotiating, you know, contracts, you know, negotiating your job, you know, negotiating your next stage of your career, et cetera. And I think that we as women have really realized, you know, some of that safe space in which to have these conversations that really has evolved and has given us that increased confidence to then pursue our next stage, our next development in our career as well. So I think, you know, this, you know, mentorship has a lot of meaning around it. It depends on, you know, where we are in our careers, et cetera. And specifically to the cell and gene therapy space, and I think, you know, Susan, you can, your experience and past experience around failing and failing fast as an industry as well. I mean, sometimes we make it through the clinical pipeline, we make it through successfully, et cetera. But there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of need to understand how to pivot and persevere. And how do we take what we've learned and carry that forward and make that conviction that we're going to now change direction in our organization, in our strategy, et cetera. And, you know, sometimes that comes with strong conversations and negotiating and understanding who your board is and making sure you make the best business case from that standpoint as well. And I think both of us in our careers have had the opportunity to, you know, sit at the table, as we say, air quotes, sit at the table and have that conversation with our colleagues in the room. And we've learned a lot. You know, we've learned a lot about what's going to give, what's not going to give, et cetera. And I think those are the experiences that us as mentors can provide to the up and coming and next wave of leaders in our space. And I think I would continue to look for those opportunities and be a mentor to young career developing individuals to make sure that they're equipped with said experience, if you will, to enable them to their next step.
Amazing. And I think that really leads me into the next question that I have for you, Susan, which is, one, for a lot of women coming into this field because there haven't been a lot of women role models for them. They may have not had a woman as a mentor before. What do you think is different about that? And if they are looking to find a woman as a mentor, how can they find them? Are there organizations? What would you recommend?
So I'm reflecting back because Dolores said something that really hit home, and I want to acknowledge it. Because Dolores was one of the people who I called, who gave me some advice and didn't give me the flowery advice. Oh, it'll be okay. You know, we really had some good, meaty conversations when I needed that safe place to go and say, here's the situation. Can you help me see this through your eyes in a different perspective? And that's at any stage of growth. To me, it's not just the mentorship of somebody who is in a position where you'd like to see yourself. It's also that peer-to-peer, because even if we have similar skills, we have completely different perspectives. And sometimes that perspective is the most valuable thing we can offer one another. As far as women coming in the industry, oh my golly, I'm thinking back. I remember that you could look around the room and there was maybe 10 of us at you know, one of the conference dinners or something. And now I look around and I don't know probably half the people there, and I'm thrilled for that, because it means we're growing. And it also means we have an obligation that as we recruit women into the industry, that we catch them and take a couple minutes and talk to them and understand what their goals are and next steps are, because we need the talent and we need them to be future role models. So back to what I was saying before, Women of Bio have programs that are in most major cities. Facilitate has a mentorship program. HBA has a mentorship program. And I'm in the Raleigh-Durham area, and we have a lot of different incubator and mentorship programs. So a lot of them are regional programs. And there's even a lot online. You have Chief, that is for executive level, and Chief also has... I believe it's a VP level, and they are going global. The last time I spoke to them. And it doesn't always have to be so formal and so complicated either. I had an outreach on LinkedIn, and it was somebody that asked for 15 minutes of my time. And I said, sure, you know, call me at this time. And she just had some really basic questions about, here is where I am today. How do I get into executive management? And how do I know what I'm good at? And those types of questions. So reach out, because if you reach out to five different women, you're going to get five very different ideas, and all of them will be brilliant.
Thank you, Susan, for the shout out. I appreciate that too. I mean, I know we've had really good crucial conversations over the last several years, and I've also valued your support and your mentorship as well as we were making decisions in our careers, et cetera, and do like a nice 360 around it. So having that safe space and that level set, you know, has been very, very much appreciated too. From that standpoint.
And Dolores, I wanted to make sure, did you have anything you wanted to add about resources for people who might be looking for mentorship?
I think Susan did a great job of landscaping, you know, what's out there from what's at conferences and other platforms like Chief, et cetera. What I would like to say is that we're starting to see more and more actually within our organizations putting together mentorship programs as well. And I would encourage, you know, companies to continue at all levels to build and operationalize something like that into the organization. I know at TAV, that's something that we're very, very keen on. We're very focused on being able to bring that mentorship sort of culture in the company as well, and understanding how that relates to career development, et cetera. And in that same vein, I think the importance around learning more about resources that can activate and galvanize, like, what kind of a leader are you? I mean, there's so many different types of leaderships today, and really helping you understand your leadership style, your leadership execution, and your culture, et cetera, then also helps you understand what more do you need when it comes down to, like, growth and development, et cetera, and pairing you up with mentors that can, you know, sometimes compliment you, but also be, you know, could be a good challenge for you to see other perspectives and vantage points as well. So again, I would just add in, you know, making sure that organizations today continue to invest in mentorships programs, either within the organization or external. They have, you know, collaborations with local academia, et cetera, or within the region, as, you know, Susan had mentioned as well. So that would be important.
Excellent. And I think that brings me to my next question, which is really around, what advice would you give to someone who may be ready to take on that mentorship position, but just really isn't sure if they know how to mentor or what it takes to be a good mentor? Susan, did you want to start in talking about things that someone should keep in mind if they want to be a mentor?
I think that's the easiest question in the world to answer. It's for a lot of us, it's how we give back, and it's a privilege to me to be able to sit with someone and really connect with them and to understand where they are and where they think they are. Because a lot of times I have found that they feel that they're smaller than the way I see them. And I think that's one of the gifts that we give when we mentor people, that we can hold that space. And back to your question, how do you know if you're ready? Can you hold that space for someone? Can you envision what the path would look like for them and feed that back? Because we know the path we've taken. And I find most women I speak to, it wasn't a straight line. You know, we had lefts, rights, twists, career, family, geography, you name it, come at us. And it's whatever it is, it's okay. We are where we are, and understanding where somebody wants to be and helping them ask themselves the right question. What do I enjoy about my work? What do I love to say yes to? You know, what do I love to say no to is important too. If you give me spreadsheets in a room all day, I will lose my mind. So that's not a career path for me. But understanding the person and having that general curiosity. And it's fun to talk to somebody about what could be. You know, how can I be a CEO? Well, what kind of CEO do you want to be? You know, back to what Dolores was saying. What kind of CEO do you want to be? What kind of leader do you envision yourself? And it's just time. And it's not a lot of time. Most mentorship conversations I have are usually anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. And that's nothing in the scheme of things. And also, by the way, people that I've mentored, actually, I've had the privilege of introducing them to other people to find other positions. I've taken them and employed them. So it had a return also.
Wonderful. And Dolores, what about you? What is your advice for someone who's maybe ready to become a mentor or thinking about becoming a mentor?
I think it's also, you know, I'll add to what Susan was saying too. You're ready to be that active listener. You're prepared to take what someone's telling you and provide them with what I would call maybe a crucial conversation and level setting with them and giving them some things to think about. And you are absolutely ready to share experiences, share your wisdom as you've gained these experiences as well. And you're doing it in a space where you know that it's going to land in someone's decision-making process as well, and allowing them to take what you're saying and pay it forward as well. And you're ready for that sort of, like, Susan used the word privilege, I would say honor, to be able to help shape the future of someone, you know, as they're thinking through their decisions and so on. So I think it's mentoring is an exchange, and it's an opportunity. It flows back and forth between you and that person to say, I am taking the time in my schedule to talk to you, to hear you, to listen, and to advise you on what might be some possible, you know, next steps or whatever the conversation may take it, etc. And you're understanding that advice that you're providing is in the best interest of that person. And it's safe and it's non-competitive, and you honestly want to see that person succeed. And they're coming to you with that notion, you have something that I need from you. Your confidence, your lending ear, your perspective, and I'm wanting to hear that from you. So I think those are really, you know, you're ready when you know it, if you can do things like this as well.
Incredible. And I wanted to thank both of you, because I think this has been such a great conversation, and there's been so much that people are going to be able to take away about mentorship and to learn from all that you have brought to this. So thank you both for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Krista. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Krista.
I'm Krista Lamb, and you've been listening to Commercializing Living Therapies with CCRM. If you liked today's show, please be sure to share it with others. You can find more episodes at ccrm.ca/podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you have a question or comment about the show, email us at podcast@ccrm.ca or reach out to us on social media at CCRM_CA. Our hashtag for social media sharing is CCRM Podcast. Thanks for listening.